there's really two main categories of diabetes. There's type 1 diabetes and there's type 2. So type 1 is typically going to be your very early onset, kind of your childhood onset, to where the body itself just creates antibodies that fight off and kind of shut the pancreas down from making its own insulin altogether. So that's going to be your type 1, and those are the those patients and those kids typically that need insulin in order to function and continue on. So that's your type 1 diabetes, which is certainly by far less common when it comes to adult type onset diabetes. So type 2 diabetes is typically your adult onset diabetes, where the body over time just develops somewhat of a resistance and to the insulin that it's already making. And when that resistance gets to a point where the pancreas just doesn't quite keep up in terms of the insulin that it produces to keep up with the blood sugar that is being introduced into the body, then the blood sugars start going up and the pancreas just starts falling behind. So that's when you have those elevated blood sugars, essentially, when it comes to type 2 diabetes, which is by and large greater than 90% of the adult onset type diabetes.